It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light between us, lover of God, redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Dale Gentry here on the radio, on BPN Radio, praying for change in America, praying for a change in the climate of our nation as ISIS and other terror groups across the world, around the world, try to spread their fear, their hatred, their violence upon the nations of the world. We here in America, we're praying for revival in this nation. And we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. We are believing for change, and we're believing for another spiritual awakening of this nation. Good to have you listening in on this Tuesday. Thanks for praying with me here on BPN Radio. And we have cities all across America, different nations of the world. And we want to welcome all of you. Today we're talking about prayer. Martin Smith, Delirious, will be singing, providing music today. My friends from England. And so it's a wonderful day. And we just come boldly, Father God, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, into your presence this morning here and this afternoon, whoever tonight, whatever time people may be listening. We come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father. We are your sons and daughters. You are Jehovah God, the one true God with the one true Son, whose name is Jesus. Welcome to the broadcast today, and I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967. I've been a prayer and prophetic boy since 1985. I'll celebrate 49 years of ministry this summer, and I've learned a few things about prayer. I'm going to share some things about prayer today that's going to be very, very helpful, because we know that prayer is the key to our lives. And there's three major things that have happened to me, a lot of things, but three major things. The first thing was that I accepted Jesus as my Savior and Lord when I was a boy. The second thing, that I married Chloe Jean Denham, and I've been married now, next month, 54 years to her. And the third thing was that I responded to the call to pray. I got up in 1966. I began to give God the first hour of my day, and it literally changed and transformed my life. I'm going to share some things about prayer, because this is a prayer broadcast, a prayer network, breakout prayer network, and I'm going to share some things that are going to be very, very helpful to you. So we are so thankful to have you here on BPN Radio, and we're thankful for all the cities across the land that are praying with us. And you can go to our map, 1,000 points of light, because we're believing for 1,000 cities in America to pray with us. 1,000 points of light. You can do that by going to letspraymerica.com, and then you just click on the map. And you can see all of the places, all of the cities that are praying with us. And if your city is not praying with us, remember, all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com and sign up. Only take a few seconds, and your city will be represented on the map. I just want to welcome cities all across America: Lake Arthur, New Mexico; Artesia, New Mexico; Alney, Texas; Albany, Texas; Alberta, Canada; there, Allen, Texas; Alamanta Springs, Florida; Altus, Oklahoma is praying with us; and Bethel, Vermont; Bentley, Louisiana; Bedford, Texas; Auburn, California; Brazoria, Texas; Cleveland, Oklahoma, as well as Cleveland, Ohio; Crossville, Tennessee; Cummins, Georgia; Dallas, Georgia. Want to give a shout out to Delray Beach, Florida, as well as DeVille, Louisiana; Dunlap, Tennessee; East Bethel, Vermont; El Paso, Texas. We want to welcome Elgin, Texas, as well as Euless, Texas; and Freetown, Indiana, as well as Friendswood, Texas. Want to welcome Hunt, Texas; and Jinx, Oklahoma; LaPorte, Texas; Lake Mary, Florida; Lake Dallas, Texas, as well as Dallas, Texas; Monroe, Louisiana; Nakoma Park, Oklahoma; North Hollywood, California; Ogden, Utah; Port Angeles, Washington; Port Charlotte, Florida. Want to welcome Border, Texas; Prosper, Texas. We want to welcome San Leon, Texas; Santee, South Carolina; Spring Hill, Tennessee; Thomas, Oklahoma; Yorktown, Virginia; Youngstown, Ohio; Buchanan, Georgia; Chelsea, Vermont; Citrus Heights, California; Cologne, Germany. We want to welcome Oakley, California; Ordinary, Virginia; Poetry, Texas; Yorktown, New York; Alpine, California. We want to welcome Olympia, Washington; San Marcos, Texas; Wallingford, Vermont; Joplin, Missouri. And we want to welcome Beaverton, Oregon; Detroit, Michigan; Stuart, Oklahoma; Jupiter, Florida. We want to welcome today West Monroe, Louisiana; Fort Worth, Texas; Mangum, Oklahoma; Nashville, Tennessee; Beaumont, Texas; Orange, Texas. We want to welcome Gonzales, Louisiana; Danville, California; Denton, Texas. We want to give a shout out to Dover, Delaware, as well as Rutland, Vermont; Bakersfield, California; Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania; and Marlow, Oklahoma, where I was born. I want to welcome all of these cities that are praying with us. And I do want to let you know that we still have some cities that are not, some states that are not praying with us. And I want to give a shout out to some cities here today some states today that have no cities praying with us. And I want somebody to let people know in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, and Wyoming, we have no cities that are signed up in those six states. So we have 44 states in America that are praying with us, but nobody from Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming. Somebody pray with us from those six states. We want to hear from you today here on BPN. I'm going to pray and share some valuable information concerning your prayer life, because I believe that the highest call in all the world is to pray. And I'm going to pray today for your prayer life. And I'm going to share some things that are going to be very, very helpful. Martin Smith, Delirious, is handling the music today. I had a wonderful experience several years ago. I was invited to minister to 900 youth leaders on the campus of Aston University in Birmingham, England. And Martin Smith and Delirious joined me there. They provided the music, and I did the preaching and prophesying. And out of that came a call for revival. My friend Roger Ellis and I giving a shout out for revival. I'm going to play just a little bit of that shout out from that time in Birmingham, England, and you'll hear me calling for revival as well as Roger Ellis. And then I'm going to pray. This is Martin Smith and Delirious. And then I'm going to play the Lord's Prayer by Martin Smith, and then I'm going to be back to pray with you. So here we go. Are you ready?
Because of Jesus.
There with his prayer, the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Father, we just pray the will of God be done in our lives today. The will of God be done in us as individuals. The will of God be done in us as a family. The will of God be done in our city. And the will of God be done in our church. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so today, whatever your will is, we just trust you with all of our hearts. We do not lean to our understanding in all of our ways, God. We acknowledge you as you direct our paths. We'll not be wise in our own eyes. We'll fear the Lord and depart from evil. Yes, we will. And we will do your will. We will do your will. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we're going to follow your leadership. Wherever you lead us, that is where we're going to go. We're going to live spirit-led lives. Yes, we are. A spirit-led life. And we will follow you wherever you guide us, wherever you take us. We will follow you wherever you lead. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Here's Martin Smith.
Lead me to the cross where we first met. Draw me to my knees so we can talk. Let me feel your breath. Let me know you're here with me.
That spirit-led life today. Yes, we do. In Jesus' name. And Father, we just want to be led by the Spirit of God. And as we pray today here on BPN Radio, we pray in Jesus' name that we will be mighty men and women of God who follow you, who are led by the Spirit, who spend time in prayer, who give you the first part of our day. And Father, we just want not only to be a part of corporate prayer, a worldwide prayer meeting, but we want to be those that pray individually. And so I just want to share with you today, I want to pray with you today about your prayer life. And there are different types of prayer, two major segments of prayer, corporate prayer and personal prayer, or private prayer. So in corporate prayer, we know that that's a congregational prayer. That's what they were praying on the day of Pentecost. But it was personal prayer that Jesus taught his disciples about. He taught them how to do private prayer. They came to us, to him, and said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples to pray. And he said, when you pray, when you pray, say, and then he taught them the model prayer, the disciples' prayer, and as recorded in Matthew chapter 6. And so personal prayer, it's not something we do. It's something that we are. It's something we become. We become a prayer. And I said a few minutes ago that life is made up of choices. My number one most effective choice was to accept Christ, follow him. Number two, I chose Chloe Jean Denham to be my wife almost 54 years ago. And then the third thing, I chose to be a man of prayer. That was in February of 1966. So for 49 years ago this month, I became a prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. A prayer is one is a certain time at a certain place. So I began to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning because I had to be at work at 3:30. Get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, give God the first hour of my day, literally changed the course of my life. And then we know that prayer is made up of different types of prayer. We know there's a prayer of petition. That's when we pray for our need. Oh God, you know I need help today. My wife, my son, you know we need a new car. Lord, you know I need a increase in the pay of my job. Then we have the prayer of intercession. And the prayer of intercession is the prayer that we pray on behalf of somebody else, interceding. The third type of prayer is the prayer of agreement. That's where two or three set themselves in agreement concerning any one thing. He said, if we do that, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. Fourth of all is the prayer of faith. That is when somebody prays a prayer and an extraordinary thing happened, something that could not happen in the natural. When I was 10 years old, my dad went all the way to, took my mom all the way to Dallas, Texas. I rode with them in order for a pastor by the name of J.C. Hibbard, Brother J.C. Hibbard, Gospel Lighthouse Church in Dallas, Texas. And in 1954, we made the 200-mile trip. And my dad went into the prayer room where Pastor Hibbard was praying and said, can you come out and pray for my wife who is scheduled for surgery tomorrow? So Pastor Hibbard came out, put his hand through the window, said in the name of Jesus as he laid his hand on my mother, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. The next day when she went back to the doctor, the doctor said, Mrs. Gentry, there's not one thing wrong with you, and the surgery that you were scheduled to have is not necessary. That is called the prayer of faith. When my wife, Jean, was diagnosed with cancer, 2004, somebody prayed the prayer of faith so that she would be healed, and the surgery was not necessary. She's been healed now for over around 11 years. So that's a prayer of faith. And we have the fifth of all, we have the prayer of travail. Travail is a birthing prayer. We birth souls, we birth dreams and vision. We birth things into existence. My dad was called when I was a boy to Comanche, Oklahoma, and my dad began to travail in prayer, was able to birth the church there. We birth souls in prayer. We birth dreams and visions in prayer. It's a groaning in the spirit, not knowing exactly how to pray, but the spirit prays through us for certain situations. That is the prayer of travail, groanings and weepings like a pregnant woman that is about to give birth to a baby. And then sixth of all, we have the prayer of prevail. The prayer of prevail is a warring prayer where we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. And we begin to war on behalf of our children, our church, our nation. We do spiritual warfare on behalf of them. It's the prayer of prevail. And there were times my wife Jean and I would pray for our children when things were going south in their lives, and we would do spiritual warfare. We've done spiritual warfare many, many times. It's the prayer of prevail. And then we know, seventh of all, there is the prayer of communion. And that is where we go into the holy place. We go into the personal prayer closet and we present ourselves to the Lord and we commune with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we come in with clean hands and a pure heart. We come in exposing ourselves to Him. We commune with Him. We anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive. We hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and He, as He reveals secrets to us, it's the prayer of communion. Ninth of all, the eighth of all is the prayer of deliverance, where we cast out devils in the name of Jesus, where we break strongholds in people's lives, where we set the captive free. And Jesus said that we have power over all the powers of the enemy, and we use the name of Jesus, and we command satanic forces to leave people and demons to come out of people. And it's the prayer of deliverance. It was given to the church. It's a part of our prayer life. The prayer of dedication is the ninth type of prayer. And the prayer of dedication is where you dedicate your church, your job, yourself, your family, your business, whatever it may be, you can dedicate. And you can dedicate your children. You know, some people believe that they missed the opportunity to dedicate their children. He said, if I don't dedicate my son who was a baby, only dedicated my little daughter when she was a baby. But there's nothing that says that you cannot bring your children, even if they're teenagers, bring them to the front of the church and have the pastor lay his hands upon them and dedicate him to the Lord, or her to the Lord. You can also dedicate yourself to the Lord. It's a prayer of dedication to the Lord. And then we, of course, have the prayer of commitment. Lord, I commit myself to you. I will trust you with my whole heart. I will not lean to my own understanding. I commit myself to you. It is called the prayer of commitment. And so we pray that prayer of commitment. And we may, you know, in 1966, I prayed a prayer of commitment to get up each morning and give God the first hour of my day. Now, there were times maybe I overslept. Maybe there were times when I rolled over and didn't do it. But by and large, I'd committed myself to pray. And sometimes after I was called to preach and would go out on the weekends, sometimes I'd get up just in time, I'd get home just in time from a Sunday night service just to go to my prayer time at 2 o'clock. So it's called commitment. And there are three levels of prayer. First of all, the desire level. Then we know there is the discipline level, and then the delight level. And so it's when we get to that second level, that discipline level, we must remember our commitment to pray, because prayer is changing everything in our lives. And let me just say to you, prayer is spelled F-L-O-W. Prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M. Prayer is a rhythm and a flow. And it takes a little while to get into it. But once you make that commitment, I'm going to pray, whether anybody else prays or not, I'm going to pray. Back in 1966, you know, I did not get up and pray for my church or my nation or my city of Wichita Falls, Texas, where I was living. But I knew that God had a plan for me, and I was going to dedicate myself to that plan, to the will, plan, and purpose of God. And so I did that prayer, prayed that prayer of commitment. And so that's called the prayer of commitment. I commit myself to serve you. I commit myself to follow you. I commit myself to share the gospel with other people. The prayer of commitment. And then we know number 11 is the prayer of forgiveness. We ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins. I know there is deception going on now in the church, where many leaders and people are saying, we don't have to ask forgiveness anymore. We don't have to repent anymore because we're already forgiven. God knew we were going to sin. But Jesus said, here's the model prayer. He said, when you pray, say, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And so we know that there is, when we sin, because we know sin is a terrible thing. That's why pastors need to be telling people about the consequences of sin. But when we sin, then we know when we have sinned, and there is an opportunity for us to ask forgiveness for our sins, because if we do not, then we face the consequences of those sins, and we face the danger of our hearts becoming very hardened, where as well as our conscience become very hardened, and we just come to a place where we just buy into that deception. We're just going to do whatever we want to do, and we're already forgiven, but that's not true. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. So we not only are to ask forgiveness for our sins, but we are to forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, done us wrong, knowing that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions, but forgiveness is an act of our will. We choose to forgive. And so when I pray, I just call someone's name in prayer and say, Lord, I do forgive them. Because sometimes, even though someone may have hurt us years ago, suddenly that will come back into our spirit, come back into our thought pattern. Even while we're praying, we'll remember how that person hurt us, offended us, done us wrong. And we'll be so grieved about that. And immediately, we need to begin to call their name in prayer and say, Lord, I do forgive them. I do forgive them. In Jesus' name. Then the 12th thing is we pray the hedge of protection. We put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. And we pray the hedge of protection over us, over our family members. Every day I'm praying the hedge of protection over my family members. And then, of course, we pray the hedge of protection over our nation, those in authority. The Bible says we're to pray for those in authority. And so those are the major types of prayer: petition, intercession, agreement, faith, travail, prevail, communion, deliverance, dedication, commitment, forgiveness, and protection. And so we're just going to begin to, I'm going to begin to pray for you and your prayer life. So delighted to have you listening to BPN Radio today. BPN. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe, any time, day or night, you can pray with me here on BPN Radio. Tell your friends about us, and if you want to donate to Breakout Prayer Network, if you want to donate to this ministry to help us, because everybody has partners. Everybody must have partners in order to be able to do what God has called them to do. Jesus had partners. So if you want to be a partner, if you want to donate, if you want to make a good investment, I know there's many, many voices out there that need some financial help. But if you feel led to donate to this ministry, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button at the bottom of the page, and you can use your credit card, your debit card, PayPal, or if you want to send a check, there's some information there. We appreciate your contributions, and we thank you for praying with us here. We are making a difference. We are a force in the earth as we pray. So here we are, and I want to pray with you concerning your prayer life. And we've been talking about prayer. I've been given some instruction, and concerning instructions, I would like to say I would like to say that we're having a prayer leaders gathering here in Austin, the capital city of the great state of Texas. And I'm going to be hosting that along with BPN Radio and BPN Prayer Network or Breakout Prayer Network. And you can come to Austin. And if you want to register, there's no registration fee, but we do only have 100 seats. So at Compass Church in Austin, Texas, that's April 9th, 10th, 11th. And you can register by going to bpnradio.com. There's a place to register there, registration form. You fill that out and reserve your seat. Save the seat for you. And if you want to bring some family or friends along with you, you need to let us know how many seats to reserve for them. So it's going to be a time of prayer, intercession, impartation, and I'm going to be giving some instructions about prayer as well as other people. It's going to be a great time of prayer. We must pray. So that'll be April 9th, 10th, 11th. That'll be on Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. So when you register, we send you more information about that. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for those that are listening to this internet radio broadcast today. I pray with them concerning their prayer life. May they be men and women of prayer. May they pray that prayer of commitment, Lord, that I'll get up and give you the first hour of my day. I'll set my alarm clock. I'll set two alarm clocks if necessary so that I can get up and give you the first hour of my day. A place where I am going to go into that room or into that closet or wherever it may be, I'm going to have a designated time and I'm going to have a designated place to pray because I want to know your will, plan, and purpose for my life. Speak to people this morning, this afternoon, tonight, whatever time, the middle of the night, whatever time they're listening to this broadcast about the life of prayer. They can become a man of prayer, a woman of prayer. And I've already given instructions that when I die, that on my tombstone, I want them to put these words, the man who prayed. That's what I want to be known as. I want to be known, not the man who preached or the man who prophesied or the man who hosted BPN Radio. I want to be known when I go to heaven as the man who prayed. Because prayer is the most significant, intimate thing that you can do in your lifetime. Once you accept Jesus, is to become a person of prayer. Because what happens when you get into your prayer closet, then two things begin to happen. You begin to know God, and you begin to know what He wants you to do. That's amazing, isn't it? You begin to know God, and then you begin to know what He wants you to do. And so you'll begin to hear the voice, then you'll begin to see the voice, then you'll begin to declare what He's saying to you. And then you'll begin to do that. Your world will become very enlarged. So I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. Father, I pray for people that are listening to the broadcast here on this Tuesday. I pray, Lord, that they will at this time pray a prayer of commitment, that they are going to live a life of prayer. First of all, they're going to give you the first hour of their day. If they don't have an hour, they give you the first 30 minutes or first 15 minutes. It's not that we have to pray. It's that we get to pray. And when we pray, we begin to live a Spirit-led life, and we begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural. We begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural. We become friends with Jesus. That is amazing. He loves for us to pray. The Holy Spirit loves for us to pray with Him. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. And while I catch my breath and talk a little bit more about prayer, we're featuring the music of my friend Martin Smith and Delirious from England, my friends in England. And Martin's going to sing "What a Friend." I tell you, I like to get up and pray because I become friends with Jesus. And it's an amazing thing that I begin to develop that right relationship with Him. Martin's going to sing. I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to be back to pray some more with you. Sing along, sing along, sing along. Jesus, I love that name.
Jesus, friend forever. Oh, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus.
Jesus,
I love you, Jesus. Let's say that name right now in BPN. Worship you, Lord.
Jesus.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love that name. You are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We are so thankful, so grateful. We love you, Jesus. Would you worship him with me here on BPN Radio? We worship you, Lord. Lo brande si kibrisce matase te vesheko bri mando sotur bosheketa rote. Oh, we worship you here today. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love that name. We love that name. The name of Jesus. Would you just worship him with me today? As Courtney Vandiver, Pierre, and Clarence Grant, as they play a little while, let's just worship him. Lord, we worship you today here on BPN Radio. Kora mendesibete. Hallelujah. Lift up holy hands to holy God and let's worship him here today. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. That name which is above every name, that name that Satan hates, and many in our society today, they hate that name. You can say a prayer, but don't use that name. But I love that name, the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we just pray today that we'll be people of prayer, that we will not sleep our lives away, we'll not rush out into the day. We'll not rush into the day and just live a helter-skelter life, hoping that maybe some way, things will work out for us. No, we're going to come into the place of prayer, and we're going to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're going to come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and we are going to declare that you are Jehovah God, creator of the universe, the one who spoke the word and the worlds came into existence. The planet and the stars were put in place by the words of your mouth. You are Jehovah God. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. You are Jehovah Shammah, our presence. You're Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, your will be done in my life. Your will be done in my family. Your will be done on my job. Your will be done in my business. Your will be done in my school. Your will be done on my campus. Your will be done in my family. Your will be done in my church. Your will be done in my city. Your will be done in my nation. The will of God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, the plan has already been designated for you. And Satan will try to disrupt. He will try to throw roadblocks or detours into your path to keep you from fulfilling the will, plan, and purpose of God. But as it is in heaven, it's going to be done on earth. The will and the plan and the purpose of God being done in your life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Lord, we just need your help today. We need your strength. We need your peace. We need your favor. We need divine appointments, divine connections. We need a promotion. We need a healing today. Whatever you need, he gives us our daily bread each day. And give us our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We've gone over that one. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We pray the hedge of protection about our families, about our city, about our nation, about those in authority, including the President of the United States, our President, our Vice President, our Governor. I pray today for my Governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, and his family. You might pray for your governor. I pray for my Congressman Rogers. I pray in Jesus' name for my county sheriff, Gary Cutler. So you need to pray for those in authority. That's what the Bible says. Whether you agree with them or disagree with them, whether they are a part of your belief system or not, you pray for them if they are in authority. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So the motto prayer of the Lord's Prayer is made up of six faith declarations, three toward God, three toward us. And then there is an addendum to the motto prayer, Lord's Prayer, because Jesus goes back and he emphasizes forgiving others. If there's anything that's going to keep you, if there's anything that's going to keep you from walking in divine favor, receiving the forgiveness of God, is that you're not willing to forgive others. I met a man not long ago. He said, My wife has hurt me so much, I just can't forgive her. I said, well, I shared, it's not an act of your emotions, it's an act of your will. He said, I can't do it, I won't do it. So we must forgive. In order to receive forgiveness, we must forgive others. And even 490 times, 70 times 7, if it's necessary, that we, and Jesus goes back to remind us, the addendum to the model prayer, that we must walk in forgiveness. That's why from time to time, I even repent for the sins of my nation, for the millions of babies that we've aborted in America, for taking prayer out of the school. I repent for taking prayer out of the home and even prayer out of some churches. I repent for our prayerlessness, our lawlessness, for our hatred toward authority in this nation. There is a hatred toward anybody that's in authority. That's how the Jezebel spirit get started in the church. Somebody hates the voice of authority, particularly the voice of male authority, and they begin to discredit the pastor of the church. They begin to try to minimize his or her authority, those in authority. It's a Jezebel spirit, and that is what is happening today. There is a spirit that is trying to minimize the authority of our police people, policemen, police women, our law enforcement officers on the street of America, try to minimize the loot. The Bible said because the love of many wax cold, there's going to be a spirit of lawlessness in this nation. We're experiencing that even in the homes. Children disrespecting their parents, not honoring their parents. Parents not training their children to live under authority. Then they get out of the home and they will not live under authority. They go to the military, but they can't stand for anybody to tell them what to do. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. And so we will live under that authority. And so we pray for those in authority, that there may be an authority in this nation, because when the authority is broken down, when lawlessness comes and there's no authority, then we have chaos. We have turmoil in the nation as we've never seen before. So we must pray now for those in authority, and we must walk in love and forgiveness. Somebody, you know, I said the other night when I was teaching on prayer, I said the reason why, and it's not just me saying it, but so many, many other people are saying it, the reason I don't pray is that I don't believe prayer really works. But I'm here to say it really does work. And early on, the Lord gave me an example. He gave me a life lesson I've never forgotten. Gene and I were pastoring our first church, 1968, in Holladay, Texas, a little town outside of Wichita Falls. I was on my way to the hospital in Wichita Falls from Holladay. I stopped at a service station to purchase some gasoline when the Holy Spirit said to me, "Turn your car around and go back to the church and pray." My first response was, "I don't have to go back to the church and pray. I can pray right here, right now." So I started down the road, disregarding the voice of the Holy Spirit. I started down the road. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me the second time and the third time. So I turned my car back around, went to the church. I walked into the church, and the words came instantly out of my mouth. "Oh God, whoever needs help, I pray for them right now. Help them now." No more had the words left my mouth than I heard the screeching of the tires of an automobile just outside the church. I ran to the window and looked, and there was a little boy laying on the hood of a car. I ran out the front door of the church and first of all went to the little boy who was laying on the hood of the car, and I said, "Son, are you okay?" And I noticed that he was riding a bicycle. The car had gone right up to the bicycle, stopped just in time, tipped the bicycle a little bit, and the little boy had fell over onto the hood of the car. He said, "Yes, sir, I'm just fine." I helped him off the hood. I went to the woman who was shaking like a leaf, and I said, "Ma'am, are you okay?" And she said, "No, I'm not okay." And I said, "Well, the little boy is fine. Everything is fine." I moved the bicycle out of the way. After the assurance from the little boy that he was okay, the lady proceeded down the road. I went back into the church with the Holy Spirit reminding me that I just had a life lesson about prayer, that he wanted to show me that without prayer, nothing will happen. God responds to prayer. He can do anything, but he will not do anything without prayer. And so the Holy Spirit wanted to let me know that when we pray, something really happens. We really do get answers to prayer. And of course, I've had many, many answers to prayer. So I pray for you now on this Tuesday. I pray for your prayer life, that you will pray the prayer of commitment right now and say, "Lord, I'm going to give you the first part of my day. And I'm going to give you an hour. And if I can't give you an hour, I'll give you a part of my day. And I will become a man or woman of prayer. And I will pray according to the way that you taught me to pray, believing these 12 types of prayer really do work. I submit myself to you in Jesus' name." And Father, I just pray for these people that have made a commitment to pray, knowing, Lord God, that if they cannot get up, if circumstances prevent that, maybe an unsaved husband, unsaved wife, or there's just no place for them to go in their home, Lord, that wherever they are, walking down the street, riding in the car, they will spend time in prayer, because we know the power of prayer. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network today. And we're going to be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN. You have a good day. God bless you. Thank you for praying with me today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.